Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alongside Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham. Robert Flores of MLB Network will be joining us shortly. He's probably over there at World Series Media Day at Minute Maid Park. That going on now. Astros holding a workout as well. So a lot of news coming out today. Ryan Pressly, we still don't know his status. He's going to be either on the World Series roster, they'll announce it tomorrow, or he won't be, and maybe it's Wade Miley that takes his spot instead. The Nationals have not announced a starting rotation just yet either. We'll have to see what direction the Nationals go as they attack the Houston Astros. But I'm looking forward to the World Series. Clint, you mentioned the pitching. This is going to be a kind of a throwback with two really good pitching staffs.
Yeah, look, I mean, we talked about it earlier. You got five of the top 10 strikeout pitchers in this league this year in a regular season are all in this World Series. You got six of the top 20 ERA pitchers in this league this year are in this World Series. The starting pitchers they've held batters to a combined one, I think it was 183, I think is the number I said, sub 200 batting average when you combine the starters that are in this World Series. So good Lord, if you can't get excited about this joker right here, I don't care whether you're an offensive guy or a pitcher, a guy that loves good pitching. Hell, if you can't get into this series, something's wrong with you. Don't come around my way.
Robert Flores from MLB Network and very good choices in schools. Went to the University of Houston through and through. Joining us now, MLB Network will have live coverage before and after every World Series game from Minute Maid Park and Nationals Park. Coverage gets underway tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central. Robert, when you look at this World Series matchup, Astros, Nationals, what are a few things that immediately come to mind?
The starting pitching, that it's in this era of bullpenning and bullpen arms that are important to the game. This series is about the studs at the top of the rotation. Strasburg, Scherzer, Cole, Verlander, arguably. I mean, these could be ultimately duos that we remember as some of the great all-time postseason duos for Scherzer and for Strasburg. Obviously, this is their first World Series. For Gerrit Cole, his first as well. Verlander has been here before, but that's what I like. It's not about...
I think Robert Flores is...
Like every postseason game, but this is about the studs at the top.
Robert, talk to us a little bit about this here. We've been Wade Smith and I have been going back and forth about the Nationals way before we probably should have. We were talking about them before the Yankee series was over, relative to their pitching staff and the depth, man. I mean, if you had to pick one of these staffs to go to battle with, obviously you couldn't miss, but if you did, you've got a top heavy, really good Astros starting rotation and a little bit deeper rotation with the Nationals. Which one are you taking if you had to pick one?
Well, I think if you're saying overall, maybe you give the edge in depth slightly to the Washington Nationals because of what you saw from Anibal Sanchez in his last start. You know, Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, those are known commodities and they're expected to be elite. Anibal Sanchez has been a very good pitcher in this league for a long time. You don't expect him to flirt with a no-hitter in a playoff game, but yet he did. I'm going to be interested to see how the effects of a 7-8-day layoff affects the Nationals, especially early in this series.
Rofo, let me ask you this question. You know, we're dealing with a National League team, so I'm sure a lot of Astros fans don't know as much about them as they do about maybe the Yankees and the Rays, but who are some of the guys in the Nationals batting lineup that can really do a lot of damage at the plate that Astros fans might not know that much about?
Well, I'm sure that they know about Anthony Rendon because he's a Houston kid. Anthony Rendon is one of the elite players in all of baseball. In fact, with Bregman and Rendon, you arguably have the two best third basemen in all of baseball. I think Nolan Arenado probably would be in that mix. Yeah, I think it starts with Rendon. Juan Soto is, I don't think he's 21 yet, but I think he turns 21 later this month. But he is among the great young players in all of baseball. Trey Turner is a very good shortstop. Is he as elite as Carlos Correa? No, but he's a very good player. Star-powered, littered, and sprinkled throughout their lineup, just like there is in Houston. But for me, it starts with Rendon.
Being joined by Robert Flores of MLB Network. Robert, you know, I look at Yordan Alvarez, and kind of like what you said about Juan Soto, a lot of people have been talking that way about Yordan Alvarez at the end of the regular season. He had a decent ALDS against Tampa Bay. He wasn't bad against the Rays. He was not good at all against the Yankees. What do you make of the slump that he's in? What are you noticing from Alvarez at the plate?
I think he's swinging out of some pitches I think he's not swinging at strikes sometimes. The Yankees were pounding him with breaking balls down and in, and they were hitting him with high fastballs, and he wasn't able to catch up to them. He wasn't able to do much with any of them. I think fatigue might be a little bit of a factor. This is the most games he's ever played in his career. But look, that's not an excuse. And he would tell you that. AJ Hinch would tell you that. But it is a factor, I think, in part of his struggles. But A.J. Hinch said earlier this afternoon, I still have confidence in Yordan Alvarez, and I still think that he's going to play a role in us winning four games in this series.
Well, I think it's fair to say that everybody struggled for a significant part of time through that last series. Now, not as bad as he did and look as bad as lost as he looked at the plate, but it's fair to say that everybody on both sides of the spectrum with the Yankees and the Astros were struggling. Hey, look, we've been having this conversation about Jose Altuve and whether he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of Houston professional athletes. Oh, you're from here. You know the history. Did Altuve seal that deal a couple of days ago? Where does he rank for you on Mount Rushmore?
Okay. Hakeem's on there. Earl Campbell's on there. Man, that's a real tough one.
Roflo, I put J.J. Watt on mine, and Clint wasn't a big fan of that one.
I love J.J., and I love what he's done for the city, both on the field and off.
How about Nolan?
So we're looking for four, right?
Yeah. Got to get four.
Give me Hakeem, give me Earl Campbell, give me Nolan Ryan, give me Jose Altuve.
It's a pretty good four.
Hey, Roflo, I knew I liked you for some reason, man. Two great minds think alike.
You have the exact same as this?
I don't know about order. I didn't put them in order, but it was those four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that's a really good one. I think JJ could. Boy, JJ's just—he's right in that conversation, no doubt.
Rofo, I got a question for you. We're gonna take it to the Texans real quick because I know you're a Houston guy and you keep up with the Texans. When you look at the
performance,
I got to bring it to you. Now, you saw what happened the past 2 weeks from the Texans, the performances that they put out there against the Kansas City Chiefs and the Falcons the week before that, and then to backdoor it with the performance that was put out there against the Colts. Like, did all the capital that was raised and brought together with those two great performances, did you lose all that as a fan watching what happened and transpired yesterday in Indy?
No, not really, because I think I've said it on this show before. That's who the Texans are. That's what they have been. I think you would ask most Texans fans what their expectations were going into yesterday's game, and a majority of them would say that they would probably turn in a performance like they did yesterday, which was what? Missed opportunities, bad situational football, self-inflicted wounds, bad penalties. They should have won that game. I mean, that's the kind of game where good teams, elite teams, find a way to win, and they don't kill themselves. And I don't know if that's all coaching. I mean, these guys are professionals, and you guys know you've played at the highest levels. I mean, at some point, we as fans underestimate how hard the game is. I get that. But at some point, you got to pay attention to detail. You have to do the little things not, you know, you can't commit stupid penalties, especially on the road. And unfortunately, it's kind of what I suspected. I mean, hopefully, maybe that's a wake-up call. Maybe this group, maybe that's the wake-up call they needed, that, hey, when we're on the road and we're playing a division opponent, we can't just be false start, first and 15, holding call, don't report to the ref. I mean, just stupid stuff.
Robert Flores of MLB Network joins us on Sports Radio 610. Robert, let me help you. I'll make you feel maybe a little bit better, right? I mean, here's the deal is that this is not a good way to look at it, but it's a fair way. Is the frustration level today based off of the product that I saw Sunday is significant less than the day after the Carolina game or the Jacksonville game? A loss is a loss. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more good in that game than there was good in those other games. Those other games are unacceptable. This one right here, I can at least pinpoint a few things that have to get significantly better. But nonetheless, being able to pinpoint things is important.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, you guys know, I mean, no one's in the business of moral victories. But, yeah, you can take – there's definitely a ton more positive things you can take away from. And you know, look, that in the grasp call by the ref, that was a terrible call. That was a bad break for the Texans. But again, I mean, when you're – the Colts are a very good team. They're a division opponent playing at home. You've got to find a way to not hurt yourself. I mean, why make it more difficult on yourself when you're already dealing with conditions and a very good team up against you?
Hey, Robert, thanks for making the time on a very busy day for you, World Series Media Day, and we'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow.
Yeah, man, I'll be here. Good talking with you.
Sounds good. Robert Flores of MLB Network. They'll have live coverage before and after every World Series game from Minute Maid Park and Nationals Park. Coverage gets underway tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central. He brings up a good point about the third baseman, Alex Bregman, Anthony Rendon. Kind of the same player. I'm not so sure I would be automatic to pick Bregman ahead of Rendon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.